The Luminous Mysteries. Pope John Paul II's Apostolic Letter, Rosarium Virginis Mariae, introduced the Luminous Mysteries in October 2002. In his letter, Pope John Paul II said, "For the Rosary to become more fully a compendium of the Gospel, it is fitting to add a meditation on certain particularly significant moments in the public ministry of Jesus." For those who wish to pray the Luminous Mysteries, they are as follows. The first Luminous Mystery, the Baptism in the Jordan. Here, as Christ descends into the waters, the innocent one who became sin for our sake, the heavens open wide, and the voice of the Father declares him the beloved Son, while the Spirit descends on him to invest him with the mission which he is to carry out. The second Luminous Mystery, the Wedding at Cana. The first of the signs given at Cana, when Christ changes water into wine and opens the hearts of the disciples to faith, thanks to the intervention of Mary, first among the believers. The third Luminous Mystery, the Proclamation of the Kingdom. The preaching by which Jesus proclaims the coming of the Kingdom of God calls to conversion and forgives the sins of all who draw near to him in humble trust. The inauguration of that ministry of mercy, which he continues to exercise until the end of the world, particularly through the sacrament of reconciliation, which he has entrusted to his church. The fourth Luminous Mystery, the Transfiguration. The mystery of light par excellence is the Transfiguration, traditionally believed to have taken place on Mount Tabor. The glory of the Godhead shines forth from the face of Christ as the Father commands the astonished apostles to listen to him and to prepare to experience with him the agony of the Passion, so as to come with him to the joy of the resurrection and a life transfigured by the Holy Spirit. The fifth Luminous Mystery, the Institution of the Eucharist. Christ offers his body and blood as food under the signs of bread and wine and testifies to the end his love for humanity, for whose salvation he will offer himself in sacrifice. To end our rosary prayer, we would like to include in our prayers those who may be suffering from pain, illness, hardship, overwhelming stress, or difficulties. Amen.